Queer Radio.
Today, on a beautiful last or second last day of winter in Brisbane, Christians for Marriage Equality was officially launched. There have been a number of organisations with a Christian background pushing for equality, but now that there may be a marriage law postal survey, but today is the day that members of the church got together. That's the Christian church, and I'm sitting here with the Reverend Sue Walton of St John's Cathedral, which is the Anglican cathedral here in Brisbane. Hi, Sue. How are you?
Good, thanks, Blair.
Today was a day for showing strength from the Christians who really are the silent majority. Do you think that there are more Christians who fully support inclusion of the diverse and gender and sexuality community, fully support marriage equality, and are really pissed off with having to listen to Lyle Sheldon, Dennis Hart, and the Archbishop of Sydney?
Oh, look, absolutely. The loudest voices are not the representative voices. All the time I've spent in churches, you know, the vast majority of people, they're actually sort of so over this debate because they are so far on side with marriage equality. They are coming from an experience of real community, because that's what Christians do. They do real community. And when you do real community, you talk with real people, and they're coming from hearing the stories of their friends and neighbours, loved ones, and they recognise that the time is right for things to be equal.
Is there a part of the Christian community that feels that they can't support marriage equality because the Bible tells them so? What's your response as a Christian who works in the church, supports marriage equality, to those remarks?
Oh, yeah, look, it is a big one, and there's people who in good conscience feel that they can't because of what they've been told about what the Bible says. And my response is that we're not taking the Bible seriously enough. You know, our tradition, the tradition that I work in, you know, I think takes it very seriously, which means that you read all of it, which means that you don't just pick out parts and be able to then base your whole policy and approach based on one line. You actually, when you see the whole thing, I mean, often I have phone calls from people quoting Leviticus at me, quoting one line, and you go, well, yes, but there's also all those other lines in Leviticus about, you know, how you're not supposed to wear clothing made of more than one kind of fibre. You know, there's several reasons why you can stone your neighbour, you know, or your, and, you know, if we're going to take it seriously, we have to take the whole Bible, all of Scripture, and really look at it in its context, how it was written, how it was put together. And I'm generally not finding that kind of scholarship from those who want to use Scripture as a reason for a no case.
On the other side, there are going to be plenty from our community, the diverse and gender and sexuality community, who are very, not just wary of the church, but downright afraid of the church because of the years of indoctrination. They may have gone to religious schools, they may have grown up in a Christian religious family. How do you reach out to those members of the community who just want to push the faith of Christians and push Christians completely to the margin?
Oh, look, you know, and there is so much reason for hurt there. I think for the when Scripture has been used in such a harmful way, and when church teachings have been used in such a harmful way, you can totally understand why people are where they are at. And I guess the only thing ultimately that transforms people is love, and that, you know, that Jesus talks about not coming to judge the world, and that actually being there and actually living out what we believe is the only thing that slowly can change that. There is so much reason, though. So many things that have caused harm.
Should Christians who support marriage equality be openly calling out people like Lyle Sheldon, people like Glenn Davies, the Archbishop of Sydney in the Anglican Church, Dennis Hart, the Roman Catholic Archbishop of Melbourne, who have all made very hurtful and judgmental statements against marriage equality? Should they be standing up and saying, you don't speak for me?
Yeah, I think "you don't speak for me" is a very valid response. Yeah, yeah, I think, and also a valid response is living out the alternative response and bringing a really thoughtful, considered, and loving theological response to the table as well. You know, and yeah, I think we can only ground it, I guess, in our own experience. And so, "you don't speak for me" is certainly a the only way you can respond.
And should people who have a strong religious faith, a Christian faith that says they can't work with people who are part of our community who wish to get married, should that be able to happen in Australia, should you say to them, "well, that's okay, you have your faith and you're allowed to discriminate against our community"?
You know, it's such a thorny question. The only way I can connect really to that question from a personal level is, like, I've certainly, you know, had to work with people because it took a long time for me to be able to be ordained. I was in traditions that didn't ordain women. And I certainly had to work alongside people who would say to me, "you know, we don't believe you should be ordained and can be here." Even people that would say, "no, I have to step down" when they are in the church. You know, and every case is different. I can't put a blanket on that one because I had to evaluate every case. And sometimes it took a really strong response. Other times I had to just try to find ways to build relationship and connection, because we're all human beings in this planet together, and trying to find ways that we can work and live together and grow in understanding and reconciliation is really important to me.
Do you think the Anglican Church will allow for same-gender marriage inside a church the same way that the Church of Sweden does, the Church of Norway does, even the Church of Scotland does? All of these churches with which the Anglican Communion has a communion, do you think that one day you will be in St. John's Cathedral and you will be performing a same-gender marriage ceremony?
I personally would love to see that day. We at the church has a long way to go. This is actually a decision, you know, a civil decision at the moment, and then the church has to start its own, has to be in those discussions, really thinking and working through what our position is. You know, my opinion's clear, but the church has to do its work as a community.
So if we have to go through this ridiculous farrago of a postal survey, how are you voting?
Oh, I'm certainly voting yes for marriage equality.
And you would tell everyone?
Yeah, I would certainly say, particularly if you really feel that you would not like to see marriage equality in a church, then this, you can relax on that one too, because this is actually a civil decision, you know, and the church will have its own discussions and its own decisions that will be separate to that. This is not a decision for the church right now. So I would encourage everyone, of course, to vote yes for equal rights.
Sue Walton, thank you very much.
Thank you, Blair.